G'day, my name is Gerda Snyman and I'm talking about life after divorce. Last time I talked about putting my focus on God and trusting Him to work everything out for the good. Today I will talk about forgiveness, one of the most difficult things to do, especially if you're trying to do that on your own. It was only when I put my focus on God that I could start the process of forgiving. I had to forgive myself for breaking God's law and making so many mistakes. I didn't like the person that I became. And then I had to forgive my husband for his part and also some friends that didn't support me through this difficult time. I wrote them all letters where I could pour out my heart and emotions. I didn't send them, of course, but I could exactly say what I felt. I talked to God about what I wrote. He already knew. I was reminded of the parable in Matthew 18 where the forgiven servant threw his debtor in prison. It helped me to see things in perspective and to forgive as I am forgiven. Most of the time I struggle to pray, so I just read the letters to God and told Him that is how I feel. Other times I read through the Psalms and prayed them back to God, asking Him to help me overcome my sadness and emptiness, loneliness, and to honestly forgive. He was faithful and helped me. I could forgive and the healing could start. I realized that forgiveness is not a once-off event, but a process of willingness to let go and be free, to not hold on to grievances or fall into self-pity. Forgiveness is not instantaneous, but takes courage and perseverance in faith and trust that God will lead us through. Now, after more than 10 years, I sometimes get angry and I have to forgive again. By God's grace and help, I am able to forgive and live a full life again. Next time I will talk about how to live a full life as a single person. Thank you for listening.